During Tayag Mitzvot, we were up to the Mitzvot of Pesach. So before Kiddush, a person should say, I'm preparing myself to rest on this holy day, and that's a fulfillment of the biblical commandment that we rest on the first day of Pesach. The Pasuk says, Uvayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. On the first day of Pesach, you have a day of holiness, a day of rest. And there is a biblical prohibition of doing work on the first day of Pesach, as the verse says, Kom lech tavodah lo tasu. Don't do any melacha, don't do any work on the first day of Pesach. And then we are going to mention the holiness of the day in our prayer and in kiddush and in benching and in musaf, as our sages instituted, that the Torah says you have to zachol, you have to remember the day of Shabbat. We have on tradition that Shabbat encompasses all the holidays. So the rabbis instituted that we mention. Zachol doesn't just mean remember. Zachol means to mention, to make mention of. Zachol is an active verb, not like in modern Hebrew where zachol means remember. In Tanakh, zachol means an active verb, make mention of. So zachol yom haShabbat, make mention of the day of Shabbos. We do that with kiddush. We have on tradition that it encompasses not only Shabbat but also Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov, we make mention of the holiness of the day in our prayer, in kiddush, in benching, in musaf. We're also preparing to be happy on the festival, which is a biblical commandment. One of the mitzvot, say, one of the 613 mitzvot is a mitzvah v'samachta bechagecha, to be happy on the holiday. And may it be the will of Hashem that the temple be rebuilt so we could be happy the way it was initially intended, that we bring the sacrifice of shlamim, the chagigah, and that's the ideal way of being happy on a holiday that the Torah wanted, where we bring a sacrifice that we eat, a kohen eats, part of it goes on the altar, and then a person has in mind in his prayer, is focused, and especially about Yitziat Mitzrayim, and when we say Hallel, and some have the custom of saying Hallel even before the Agadah, some shuls yes, some shuls no. The custom of saying Hallel in Shul goes back to the time of the Talmud. And then we begin the Agadah. So the Agadah begins with Kadesh. Before Kiddush, we say we're prepared to sanctify the day when it enters, as our sages instituted based on the verse Zachot Yom Shabbat Lekadsho, that we should make mention of the holy day when it enters and when it leaves. So we have Kiddush and Havdalah. And the fact that we do it over wine, also our sages had a tradition that to make mention means to make mention over wine. The verse says, Zichro ki yein Levanon. We'll see it in the end of Hosea. He says, my memory of him is like the great wine of Lebanon. So we find that when it comes to remembering something in Tanakh, that's referred to as remembering with wine. So we commemorate the day of Shabbat with wine. And all holidays are the same way. So this is the first mitzvah d'oraita, the mitzvah of kiddush, and it is also a rabbinic mitzvah to do one of the four kosot. And we drink the cup of Kadesh when we are leaning.